You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. This episode is sponsored by Webworks. So data centers and cloud services are sort of the backbone of the internet today. Everything we do, from the Zoom call that you get on every morning to the app that you use, everything has a data center on its back. And it's really important to understand how these things work. So today I have with me Nikhil Rathi. He's the CEO of Webworks, which is a data center and cloud services provider in India. Thanks a lot, Nikhil, for joining us.
Hey, Prasid. Thanks for having me here.
So Nikhil, we are obviously very digitally dependent now with all the data localization that the government has been wanting. Clearly, there's a need to understand this industry, the data industry and the data center industry. So tell us about Webworks and the role that it plays in the independent data center space today.
Right. So Webworks has been a born in India company. Born in digital India, if you say that, and we've grown totally bootstrapped in India. We run three tier three carrier neutral data centers in Mumbai, Delhi, and Pune. And our Mumbai facility is the most connected facility currently on the Asian subcontinent, one of the most connected. In fact, number one, number two in India in terms of the number of carriers and other people who connect into it. We look at ourselves as a location. Which is helping Digital India grow, and we also intend to play an important role because of the fact that it's very important for a data center to have a lot of carriers and, you know, cloud operators inside connecting and exchanging data, pretty much like a location which provides that ecosystem and the push, upward push for the digital economy. Because, you know, you're talking digitally with somebody, that data has to go somewhere and goes to the data center, and from there it goes into another two, three pipes of other people sitting on other ISPs. And not just that, but the fact that we're also building out these kind of digital hubs or digital data centers located in other cities like Bangalore and others. You know, we hope to basically play an important role in not just supporting the digital transformation in India with the wholesale enterprise hyperscale colo facilities that are coming online. But we're also looking at making sure that all of these are carrier neutral, cloud agnostic, and provide open access to our customers to access the cloud ecosystem.
So you're obviously in the sort of the thick of things, and the fact that Iron Mountain, which is a Fortune 1000 data management company, they've invested $150 million into Webworks, that sort of shows that. Can you tell us about your journey so far, how you got here, and of course about the investment and what you plan?
Right. So Webworks is a totally bootstrap company, like I mentioned earlier. What we built was a platform which is hyper connected, and a lot of people come in. With Iron Mountain coming in, see, Webworks used to play a lot of enterprise play and a lot, some wholesale as well in terms of our customer base, but we were not doing the hyperscale market. So what we were looking for is someone to come in, not just provide us the capital, but also provide us the expertise to play in the hyperscale market. And Iron Mountain, you know, has 15 data centers globally, and that 15 data centers globally, many of them are hyperscale data centers. And we were looking forward to an Iron Mountain coming in or a partner coming in and giving us that impetus, right, to cater to the hyperscale customers by our expansion. And Webworks basically being bootstrapped, always, you know, it's me and my brother who owned it. So it's a family owned business. So we were always, you know, limited by our own capital. And we've grown this, right out of our bedroom long back, hived out into multiple companies to what we are today as a data center player. Because we started off as a hosting company way back when I was 17. Today I'm 42. And grew it into a software company, into a data center company, and of course the internet exchange, which I actually sold off to the world number one. So with Iron Mountain coming in, we're hoping to make sure that we're there in all metro markets right in India, and we're catering to all customer segments and all types of customers, all kinds of business, and we're open to business and take on in helping building this digital economy that is there, and of course profiting from it as well as making sure the economy profits from us.
So data centers, you know, usually data centers are looked at as sort of the background tech, things that, you know, regular people do not necessarily need to know. But what role do data centers play in tech adoption, not just in India, but in general in the Southeast Asian market?
Right. So think of data centers as a location. See, whatever you transact, right, whatever you do digitally, you generate data, you transact that data, you transmit that data. And that doesn't happen over the air. It actually has to go somewhere. It has to get processed somewhere. From a layman perspective, the data center is the location where the data goes in, the data gets stored, the data gets processed with using the compute that you have over there, and it gets retransmitted and reused. And then again, you add more volume to the data, like Internet of Things and other stuff. So data centers play a critical role in, in driving up. See, data is the new oil. They talk about it. They write about it. But in fact, it is. But that oil has to be somewhere, right? And that oil has to be used. And unlike data cannot, it's not like oil that gets burnt and consumed, but it needs to be stored somewhere and processed. And that's where the data center plays an important role. For any economy, the data center becomes the center. All their, recording of their economic activities, the processing of the, with digital currencies and other things that are happening in your transactions, it becomes a key economic, rather it is the engine that drives the key economic functions that actually are going to happen. So it becomes critical. So the more data centers you have, the more connectivity you have in those data centers, the more service provisioning you have in those data centers, the more those services can be consumed, and that consumption can basically make sure that the economy drives. So any country, internationally, you can see all developed countries have a lot of data centers, and that is also one of the measures of how successfully digitally that country truly is. So in India, believe data centers is the start of the boom has just happened, and we are witnessing a progression. And I believe data centers will contribute very positively to serve the populace of this country.
I'm actually glad you mentioned the international markets as well. Data centers require a lot of power and energy to function, right? And green energy is a big agenda for pretty much every government now. What role do companies like Webworks play in this?
So data centers are power guzzlers, right? I mean, they're perceived as power guzzlers because everything that you're transmitting, the light that is transmitted on the wire, the electrical signal, the compute, everything, and of course the heat that it generates is power intensive. So they consume power, it converts the power to heat, and of course gives you all the results that you're doing. Data centers being green is like absolutely critical. Sustainability is what we call it. Sustainability is very, very important now, not just to Webworks, but to Webworks Iron Mountain itself, and also to our clients as we move forward. So just to bring out one thing, that Webworks is looking at converting to green energy, as much as possible, as much as our economy and our government and others will support, to make sure that we are as green as possible. And Iron Mountain comes with a philosophy of sustainability. In fact, Iron Mountain is the only company, and which is why it's a great partner to have, which has a green power pass, which means the green benefits are actually transferred to the client, because clients generally think of it like this, clients do their compute, they push it on the data center. Now it's the data center's problem. But this green initiative provides the client a benefit, in terms of the green power pass, that allows them to take benefit of what they pushed as a compute and, power consumption inside the data center. So Webworks is looking forward to bringing that green power pass that Iron Mountain has as a very, very, and the only project in the world, right, for a data center, to bring that into India. And we're looking at using, other techniques also, like dry generation and natural gas consumption also, to supplement that in case of, our critical power needs. So we're looking at all of these options, but we're definitely having an agenda and we're making progress towards the green initiative that to make sure our data centers are sustainably contributing to the economy and to the environment.
you know, data centers is, yes, you're an Indian data center provider, but of course you have to sort of compete on a global scale and you have to offer services that are competitive. So what are these services that Webworks provides which sort of, you know, elevate India's status globally?
So data center is space, power and cooling. That's the fundamental unit. So we provide space, power and cooling, but we also as Webworks provide compute. That means customers can come in and put in their hybrid cloud or private cloud setups in our location. And, you know, that helps meet the needs that the customer has to run his ERP or to run his HRMS, you know, systems and others in our location. So we don't just provide rack power and cooling, we also provide hand-holding where the customer wants to have a journey to digital transformation, to basically have a cloud setup, as well as if he wants to have a hybrid cloud setup, which means he's not just physical, but he's also virtual, which is the cloud part, right? We also are the only location among data centers which can provide a cloud on-ramping. That means a customer can have a multi-cloud strategy at our location, which means he can be at our place as well as use the services of top hyperscalers like Amazon, Microsoft, Azure, or Google Cloud, right out of ours. So that gives the customer flexibility, and you know, these are notable services which are only available internationally. Very few, or I think we are only one of the couple of data centers which are actually able to provide this kind of service to the client. And with Iron Mountain, what we're looking at doing is bringing more of Iron Mountain's global customers into India, because there are still a lot of customers who've not entered India, who are not available in India today, and they are looking for a company which is not just local, but is also having an international connect. And with an ease of moving in with that international connect and with those international standards into India, getting those services here. So we look at ourselves as a platform which can, you know, cater to any and all data center and cloud needs that a customer truly has, and help him through his journey and making sure, you know, the journey continues, he benefits from it. And that's what we come in, you know, in terms of services for India, Indian customers.
You know, whenever it comes to these critical infrastructures of the future, so to speak, often a problem that I have heard from the industry, and the industry has also said publicly, is of power supply, of general infrastructural problems that are there in India. For example, predictions say that by 2030, there'll be 30 million square feet of data center space that India needs. How do you tackle these issues?
So the first part is, you know, of course, the land, right? Most people are struggling to make sure that their land parcels and all are closed. But being in India, born in India, right, as far as that part is concerned, I think we have an advantage as Webworks and Iron Mountain, that we know we're in touch with the ground over here. So in terms of navigating through that, we are pretty, pretty good. We've already shown that, proven that by acquiring within about a month of, or 20 days of our, 20 days to a month of our, you know, joint venture closing out, you know, the joint venture terms closing out, we've been able to lock our first parcel. A few more are being closed. We've seen the news that has come out in Bangalore and in Tamil Nadu. So that is the thing we have on that part. On the other part, in terms of power, there is power available. It's just, again, if you're in touch with the ground, you know, navigating through power availability is a challenge for most if they are not there. We know how to navigate through this. You know, the way we select our locations as well, you know, mitigates this risk of power not being available. And also, it's actually a myth that India does not have power. We are going to tier one cities, and tier one cities do have power availability. It's just that the local infrastructure and the way you have to get the local infrastructure to support you, that is generally only a local partner's ability to, again, navigate through that. And for us, the sites that we've selected, the locations that we're going through, I don't believe we see much of a challenge in getting the power or getting the network connectivity, because data centers are building power, connectivity, these three things make it up. And getting all of that, site selection is critical. We're good at that. Again, also because of our insight due to already running existing facilities which are hyper-connected.
So you are obviously in a very critical space and there is a long journey ahead. So if you could talk a little bit about your future plans and probably the role that Iron Mountain plays in these future plans.
Yeah, so I'll start quickly by saying that, you know, being Southeast Asian, right, and being in Asia, we intend to make sure that we, you know, contribute to at least Mumbai and India itself becoming kind of like a digital hub like Singapore is, right? All the connectivity is available in Singapore. And similarly, we want to make sure that at least India or, you know, Mumbai or Chennai, these two markets, because they're just like Singapore, those are able to, you know, be the locations for anybody thinking of, you know, setting up their digital footprint. So internationally, if somebody wants to set up a digital footprint, the first place that comes to mind is Singapore. And we intend that to change that to Mumbai. I believe Mumbai has the capability to do that, and we have the capability to also do that. Chennai, of course, being the second location because of the, you know, the submarine cables and others coming in over there as well. So our future plans are driven around our aspiration, you know, truly make sure that we are, you know, in a market that is developing and that evolves into a truly international marketplace and a market which will support us and in the data center space itself. So our expansion, you know, in terms of what we're doing is we're planning to expand into all tier one cities. That is Mumbai, we are already there. Chennai, we've just announced. Bangalore, Hyderabad, and also Delhi NCR, where we're already there. As well as Kolkata, you know, to serve the seven sisters on the other side, as well as serve that particular market. So first, expand into all tier one cities. Develop tier three facilities in all of these locations. Also fill up and make sure that these locations are, you know, carrier dense, cloud dense, you know, and also content dense. So that strategy, building out multi-megawatt, 20-megawatt facilities at most of these locations. And of course, Mumbai, where we'll intend to have more than 70 megawatts plus. And Iron Mountain is our partner for that, right? The ideal partner we think we have now. So with their equity infusion and our capability on the ground, we intend to basically get this dream to fruition and make sure that we're able to also cater to the hyperscale market, which is all the big cloud providers and the hyperscalers. They can look to us as alternative to just keeping in Singapore, but to come in India with all the rules and regulations supporting us as well as the location of choice for their footprint in India.
So Nikhil, you talked about how Singapore is a digital hub and India has the capability to become a digital hub. What do we need in order to get there, and what do companies like yours need to do in order to get India to that spot?
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting question to answer, actually, Prasid. You see, Singapore, if you look at it, has 600 megawatts of capacity, and that's what makes it the data center hub for Asia, right? And you compare that, again, let's also draw a comparison with China. Across 1 kilometer, they will have more data center power capacity, since power in a data center is measured in terms of megawatts. China will have power capacity available, which is probably in a kilometer, the entire size of what power capacity we have in terms of data center in all of India. But we have the potential as India, make sure that we actually take on and become even bigger than Singapore. One, because we've got, you know, more than 1.4 billion people which are going to consume data. Singapore doesn't. China does, but Singapore doesn't. It clearly shows that we are an underserved market, right, in terms of data center capacity. And data centers do take time to come online. So yes, we'll be underserved for in the near future for the next at least 18 to 24 months as more and more data centers come online. But regionally, you know, if you look at India, we're also pulling in submarine capacity cables coming in from the West, right, which is coming in from Europe, Middle East into Mumbai, multiple submarines. We're supported by that. And the fact that we're getting 3-4 cables coming into Singapore, from Singapore to Chennai. So having said that, you know, we are better connected east and west, even versus Singapore, because they are connected to the west through, let's say, India or cables running through India. So we have that potential to, you know, up our game and build up that data center capacity here and be a very, very big viable alternative to companies which are using Singapore, but also to be able to serve our own populace. How does that truly happen is, remember, we in India, the government has recognized us as essential services, right? And even during the pandemic, you've actually seen that data centers have stayed up because of the essential services tag. There are a lot of customers, there's actually 80 to 90 data centers which are owned by end customers, more than that actually, even if you count the smaller data centers. All of these are on-prem. Now with this essential service tag and the fact that we've been able to keep our critical infrastructure running, this customer base also tends to move into the commercial data centers that we have. Why? Because, you know, we provide the economies of scale, we provide a central location, which they did not have, and that's how the customers actually realized that they can move into this data center rather than having to manage their power, the people, and the cooling in their offices or in the location which they have, where they were not tagged as essential services. Think of that. Add to that the population, and the mobile users, which is 750 million odd. Add that, and the guys who will become mobile users. Add the amount of populace that is playing games. Add that same population when it actually grows up and does stock market trades, or does manages all their university degrees digitally and transact using RuPay or the public wallet. I think if you compare Singapore, at least where Singapore is concerned, we have the right mix to provide an impetus, because we are digital, we have our own population which is humongous versus what Singapore can locally provide. And you know that, you look at it like a bucket of alcohol, you throw a ball inside, it'll sink. But if you look at a bucket of mercury, the buoyancy is there, the ball is fully supported. We are that bucket of mercury to support data centers, and that itself then supporting the rest. So you know, that buoyancy is provided by us. On top of that, our neighbors, whether it's Maldives, it's Sri Lanka, all those SAARC neighbors, they will also benefit because of us. Nepal, Bangladesh. Why? Because we are self-sustaining. Today, they have to go to Singapore as well. All of them carry fiber right up to Singapore or submarine cables to Singapore to pull in content which is served out of Singapore. Now, how do we beat China? Similarly, we can be as big as China. China actually has more power capacity than Singapore as well. Like I said, in a kilometer, they have more data centers and power consumed than in India. So I think if we're able to use our advantages of, having population and all, it's not a disadvantage, actually a big advantage now, right? We can actually use that to truly, provide that data center impetus, which itself then, is like a raging fire, which will help the economy as well grow. And we can truly beat on Singapore and China and make sure that self-sustaining data center economy where people will pull content out of us. So people will bring their cables to us to take content out, just like our SAARC neighbors will. So I think this potential is huge. I mean, the more I think of it, the more exciting it sounds. I believe it will be the same for you as well.
You're right. India does have a big role to play when it comes to being the sort of the digital hub for Southeast Asia going forward, and in general in the world as well. Let's hope this all works well. We do have a lot of regulations and all coming in. Let's hope all of this works well. Thanks a lot, Nikhil. Thanks a lot for joining us on TechCetera.
Hey, thanks, Prasid. And if anyone wants to connect to us, we are available on LinkedIn as WebWorks Data Center. That's works with the WERKS. Please reach out to us. We're happy to connect with future clients and people who want to know more on what we're doing over here. Thanks, Prasid.
And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.